mitzvah to sit in the sukkah. So, oichel, mishreite, yoshin, tayin, eat and drink and sleep, go around in the sukkah, spend the time in the sukkah all 7 days, both in the day and the night. So the mitzvah sukkah is that our dwelling place in sukkah should be the sukkah. And the home is alright. Just like in the rest of the year, our home is where we dwell, sometimes we go to the chotzer. We put it the other way around. You're supposed to put the kelim noyim, your good kelim that you would put to decorate your house, whatever you can, put some matzim for the sukkah, put into the sukkah, should be mechubadik. Yeah, for some reason there's a minig to put up all kind of little things the children make. That's why the Ikka minig would be to put them on all the chubadik things. The boat. After one finishes eating, it says you should not leave the plate in the sukkah, it's not covered the sukkah. The question about even bringing the pots into the sukkah in the first place, because it's not such a mechubadik thing either. It's a fancy meal, I would put a pot on the table, or serve directly from the pot. Put the pot, you cook it in your thing all year round. Shavuot says, on your question, that a person that doesn't have any serving tools and the way you always eat is only straight from the pot, and it's allowed to do that. You have to have good lighting in the sukkah, but if it's a candle, and it's a small sukkah, that's a shash that can cause fire, then one should not put it in the sukkah. Therefore, don't put it too close to the walls of the sukkah, or too close to the back of the sukkah. I'm going to get into the Shabbos candles, and other than that, we use electricity, so that's a problem.